you shall be in it too. I can tell you it's something of a feather in your cap to have inside knowledge of a case like this. Well, here's to business. Now, you know the main facts of the case, I suppose, Monsieur Poirot? From the papers only and the imagination of the journalist is sometimes misleading. Recount the whole story to me. Jap crossed his legs comfortably and began. As all the world and his wife knows, on Tuesday last, a grand victory ball was held. Every tuppenny halfpenny op calls itself that nowadays, but this was the real thing, held at the Colossus Hall and all London at it, including young Lord Cronshaw and his party.
His dossier? Interrupted Poirot. I should say his bioscope? No. How do you call it? Biograph?
Well, Viscount Cronshaw was the fifth Viscount, 25 years of age, rich, unmarried, very fond of the theatrical world. There were rumours of his being engaged to Miss Courtney of the Albany Theatre, who was known to her friends as Coco, and who was, by all accounts, a very fascinating young lady.
Good. Continue.
Lord Cronshaw's party consisted of six people. He himself, his uncle, the Honourable Eustace Beltane, a pretty American widow, Mrs. Mallaby, a young actor, Chris Davidson,